Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again for the last time this year. I didn't mean to be so dramatic there with that. For the final time of December. We're going to wrap it up here at the UCB Theater, Franklin location, Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, December 10th. And are you guys too busy with the holidays, the holiday season, to make name tags? I think we've got... I like your initiative. You clearly put that together a few minutes ago. Yeah, but you know what? Good for you, and good luck being chosen. All right, so I count at least 5. So good luck, everybody. You're going to regret not bringing in a name tag, because that magical butter machine right there is on the line tonight. And I'll tell you about the rest of the stuff I brought in a minute. But first... And thank you for bringing name tags. Wait, we should give you, even though we're going to probably talk about these again in a minute, Casey, No Evil, Hear No Evil, and a Futile and Stupid Jason. Wordplay is not Jason's thing. Doug plugs. You want to do one of my plugs?
Sure.
You did one before. I think you did a great job. Do number one right there.
Okay. This Thursday, December 12th at 8 p.m., Doug Loves Movies, 12 Guests of Christmas at Largo on La Cienega.
Probably.
More than 12 guests.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was in parentheses. I was going to say it. I didn't want... I just didn't mean for you to say it, but... But you gave it an extra level of excitement, because you clearly are excited there might be more than 12. Are you, so you're coming?
Yes.
Okay, that hesitancy has me concerned, but maybe we'll see you there. Let's go back here. Do you want to do one?
Absolutely.
All right, so here's number two.
Monday, December 16th, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Neptune in Seattle, most likely at 420.
No, why would you? That's not good branding to give everybody the wrong time when many of my fans are stoners and they're going to get it all fucked up now. That's a Monday, lady. You can't do a 420 show on a Monday. People have jobs. There'd probably be just as many people there. Plus, Doug Loves Movies is back at the American Comedy Company. Ca-ca! On Saturday, December 21st at 4:20. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah.
Ca-ca!
Wallet.
Shh. Ted dances?
I mean, it really does feel like I'm in Los Angeles. That was a very professional... professional rundown from the corrections department. The movie I was talking about the last time I was sitting right here that has Ellen Page living in a forest is called Into the Forest. That's what I couldn't remember. Wow. Into the Forest. I just kept saying forest over and over again. Just had to get in there. All right. The prize bag. In addition to a wonderful magical butter machine that you can find out more about at magicalbutter.com. Chelsea's over there frantically trying to come up with some sort of name tag, I think, just to win that shit. But I got a Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins, a Kind bar that they gave me on an airplane. I don't like those at all. And a they gave me this cool, it's a sleep mask, but it's in a packet that says Star Wars Rise of Skywalker on it, only in theaters. I held up this when I got it on the plane. I held it up in front of the screen and at my seat and took a picture of it and said, holy shit, they're gonna show us the new Star Wars on this flight. People lost their minds on Twitter about the possibility of that happening. That's not the right format. I would be tempted to not watch it, to be honest with you. But I'd probably watch it, because what the fuck? They're showing it on a plane. All right, so, and a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, of course. All of that, plus stuff brought by my four guests. Three regulars here on the show. They've been on a bunch of times. And one newbie I'm very excited about. And I think they're ready back there. Please give it up, everybody, for Allison Rosen, Dan Schechter, John Hawks, and Dustin Ibarra. I had a feeling they might be back there somewhere. Hey, everybody! Just sit wherever you like. I hope you all got any kind of beverage that you might enjoy during the proceedings. And let's say hello to everybody individually, starting with first-time guest John Hawks is here, everybody. Grab your microphone there, sir.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Hello.
Is it hot?
Hello.
Is it good? Okay.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi. Okay.
How's it going?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to meet you and then also have you as a guest on the show. My friends here that come to these tapings, they are well aware of my love of the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, bless you.
Love that movie. Best, I'd say best overall movie of the year in terms of everything that you'd want from a movie.
Thank you. What do I owe you?
You don't owe me anything. I just, I saw it early on and just was very excited to tell people about it. And when I get messages from people saying they're happy they saw it, that makes me happy.
It's a cool
works
movie.
Works out pretty nice.
Thanks.
And you're also very scary in it.
Thank you.
I was planning to be intimidated by you, and then you show up and you're a perfectly nice guy, and clearly not a method actor continuing to play that particular role.
Unless he's preparing for a role where
some
he's supposed
nice
to be nice
guy
right
role.
Yeah.
That's the thing is he does both, Allison. Let's say hello to her. It's Allison Rosen, everybody. Yay. Now, John, I loved you in... How's it going, Allison?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Everybody knows her, of course, from Allison Rosen is your new best friend. Did I emphasize the right word in that long title?
I think so.
Is your new best
friend.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Like not that? Mine, because I am me. But also I have Childish with Greg Fitzsimmons.
Fitzdog.
We should have figured this out before right now, but I have a couple dates to plug at the end of the show.
Sure.
Okay, that feels good.
I got plugs too.
I think we all do.
I don't actually.
We'll do it.
Do you want one of mine?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's never too late for your plugs, John, and I am a big fan of your work in the motion picture called Too Late.
Thank you.
Right? So good. It's one of those movies where they have crazy long takes that are very impressive.
Thank you.
That you're able to act in those, because stuff happens in those takes. It's not just sitting around talking.
Yeah, sure. A lot of folks are performers here that do live work, but it was more like doing a stage play in moments almost, because takes were 18 minutes long, shot on film, and sometimes involved moving from one location to another within the take. So it was there was no flunky anywhere on the set. Everyone had an important thing to do, even people who didn't know quite what they were doing yet and were new to the set.
It was a perfect storm of abilities.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I'm just going to sit here and reference your movie titles the entire show. But speaking of movie titles, our friend on the end there is Dan Schechter.
Dan
wrote and directed a movie I'm quite fond of that is now available on demand called After Class.
Yeah.
I'm so used to the original title.
We changed the title from Safe Spaces because they made us, because movies with an A make more money on VOD, which is a little inside.
Isn't that crazy? They want movies to begin with the letter A, so you just have to be like, okay, I guess I'm going to call my movie Asshole.
But with two A's at the beginning. Yeah.
Aardvark Asshole.
Like, asshole.
Aardvark Asshole totally sounds like a Johnny Depp character. Unbilled, of course. He shows up in full makeup.
He showed up. Yeah. He's right? In SAG, let him in.
Yeah. But Dan, our friend Justin Long.
Yeah,
is,
you got it on the ground floor of this movie because you were the one who introduced me to Justin, because I know he did the podcast, and I was like, Doug, man, would you consider trading us some numbers? And you were nice about that.
Yeah. I said to Justin, will you read my friend's script? And this is how nice Justin is, or how much Justin likes me. He said, okay. And but not only read it, but loved it, and then ended up starring in the film.
Yeah, he's super good in it. It's like, yeah, VOD, iTunes, all that stuff. It's in some cities, but I don't think that'll last long. But if you're interested in checking it out, that would sure mean a lot to me and Justin Long.
Yeah, get out and see it. But, you know, if it's in your town, see it before Friday, because that's when it might switch to some other indie movie in its eyeballs.
Fran Drescher's in it, Richard Schiff's in it, Kate Berlant, who's super funny and amazing. So, yeah, I highly recommend my own movie.
I recommend it too. And if you know me on this podcast, you know I'm terrible at games involving movies and knowing movies and seeing movies, but I'm a lovable presence, which makes up for it. But I did see After Class because I just had Dan on my podcast, and it's so good. I want to cry it like in a good way at the end.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll take it. Thank you.
A happy cry at the end.
Yeah.
It is very sweet concerning family, and Richard Schiff is the patriarch in the movie, and he, of course, was Toby Ziegler on West Wing for many years, and is a really good actor.
Ziegler.
Right? And I got to meet, I'll get to you in a second, and I got to, I just have to drop this story because it's so funny. Dan had Richard Schiff at a Q&A the other night for After Class here in L.A., and I went to it, and then afterwards we were all going to go get drinks, and Richard Schiff just gave me and two other people that were complete strangers to him not only gave us a ride in his fancy car, but he also just told us fascinating things the entire time. It was very, very open. And that's the weirdest first meeting of a celebrity I've ever had, I think.
Do you remember a fascinating thing that he shared with you?
It was mostly stuff about his wife, what she looks like naked. So it was like, it was a little rough. There was three of us. There's a woman and a another guy that I didn't know in the car. It was weird. It was like a strange. It gave me the idea that celebrities should just on their days off, just for the fuck of it, Uber. But only picking up fans. Like it has to be people that request that celebrity, because then that way, you know, you could tell them stories and stuff, and they'd be into it. Great idea. Speaking of great ideas, Dustin Ibarra is here, everybody.
Yeah! Great idea. I know, that was a nice segue.
It was a great idea to finally introduce my fourth guest. Thank you for being here, Dustin.
Thanks for having me, man.
Always nice to see you. You're running off to Texas this week.
I am running off to Texas this week.
Some shows
out in at Hyenas. Old Randy Butler, he booked me, man. So I got to do Dallas.
Okay, we usually don't get into like specific bookers of the clubs.
Oh, no, but yeah. But,
I want to know, like, was it an email or a text?
Oh, this is some dude I've known forever. And he's one of those like country, like, hey, man, just come out, do the show, man. Dustin, don't get drunk on stage, man. I'm like, all right, chill, dude. I'm not going to kick back, Randy.
It's interesting.
It was very interesting.
I was going to ask a little later if anybody had some impressions to do, but you've already given us one.
Oh, but no one knows Randy Butler.
This is a great impression. I know him.
It is good. I know him. Is that not point?
I know you nailed it.
Right? Like, that's a good impression.
Yeah, it was perfect.
America's Got Talent type shit.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk.
What's up?
Prize bag.
Oh, and mine?
You want to go first?
Sure. You want me to? Okay, cool.
What has Dustin got?
All right. Well, let's just bring the big thing out first. Bam. It's a football made of chocolate.
Ooh. What?
Wow. Yeah. I bought it at Ralph's.
Whoa. That is so strange.
Right?
It
was in the Christmas section. What? Christmas. What the fuck?
It's like, got like real insane football bumps on it.
It looks really real.
It's like bumpy, like a real football.
Really real.
Very insane.
And the threads are like white chocolate. Is that the deal?
Yeah, laces out. Lace. Ace Ventura. You know what I'm saying? But it's hollow. Or that's where they get you. You know. It's a hollow chocolate. I want a thick. I like a nugget of chocolate that's solid.
How do you think? Maybe like if you went to the park, you could slip it into somebody's. slip it into somebody's game mid game. Just watch them. The first time somebody throws or catches it, they just implodes.
Go long! It's a diabetic and hits them in the teeth, they die. And that would suck! Come on, man.
Doug, I once worked with an actor named George Clooney. And he I don't know if any of you have heard of him. He's a practical joker.
I mean, he's no Richard Schiff, but go ahead.
Well, it relates is the only reason I'm
I love
piping
it
in. I don't know your show, but I'm piping in. And anyway,
John Hawks coming in hot.
Don't mind if I pipe in, do you?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, I'll continue. So I was on the ER set, and every morning there was a bowl of hard-boiled eggs. And I watched George come in one day and take a couple of the hard-boiled ones out and put several from his pocket into the bowl, and then stand back a few feet, walk up when people got near the bowl, take out one he knew was real, crack her up, and start, how's it going today? Several other people, they got hollow eggs, so this is the thing.
Fucking hollow Clooney eggs.
Yeah. Hollow eggs, man.
Good night and good luck.
Good looking people are dicks, man.
Now, I must say, George is an amazing human being.
Full of practical jokes though, like,
and espresso.
Yeah,
he got me several times too along the way. But yeah,
I think he did that commercial as a joke.
Whoa.
Yeah, like the money went to some very specific thing he wanted money for.
He's
I'll just do this dumb ad and then I'll get the money.
I thought
it
was a
money
Game of Thrones episode. I thought it was like a spinoff type thing.
Give me the ball.
Yeah, that girl. Okay, there's
a pass the ball. And what else?
I have a t-shirt and
how do you beat that?
Yeah. And kettle corn. So there you go, guys. Good Doug Loves Movies gift bag.
Oh, it's like microwave popcorn.
Yeah,
why'd you call it kettle corn?
Because it is, man.
The flavor.
I thought that I was going to get popcorn, but it was kettle corn. And I don't like that shit. When you want to eat popcorn, you want to eat popcorn. You know what I'm saying? So
where does it say kettle corn on this thing?
Exactly. They need to like change that. Because normal people like me see it. It's like, oh, I'm going to eat some popcorn. Then it's all sweet. And you're like, what is this shit? So anyway, yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, and the shirt says I Heart Nuggets on it.
Yeah, I've been trying to sell it. Because
he's a big sports fan.
Or Chicken Mick.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Allison, what do you got for us?
I have all sorts of things.
How much of them are edible?
Three small ones.
Wow.
Okay. Let's see here. Whoa. First of all, it comes in an ARIYNBF tote bag.
In the font of Friends.
That's right.
Yeah, very
clever. For Allison Rosen's your new best friend. Thank you. Let's see. A candle.
May I smell it?
You please. Oh, I would be insulted if you didn't.
It's Votivo.
Yeah. That's a good brand.
I think this is going to be good. That's nice.
Some.
Anybody else want to hit? Pass it.
Nice.
Those shoes?
Don't bogo.
They are. Yeah. Would you like to unveil the shoes?
Let's unveil the shoes.
Yeah.
Are they boys' shoes or girls' shoes? Let's do a gender reveal. Oh, they're girlish.
They're girly, yeah.
Whoa.
There's some little...
so soft.
Spa-like slipper things that you can wear around
they're
your house.
So soft
unworn,
and fuzzy.
Unworn. If you like things that smell good, this is some Jo Malone English Oak and Red Currant body cream. Unused.
Doesn't smell good to you? Is that the problem? Why are you getting rid of it?
Well,
What's wrong with it?
I don't think, much like Dustin here doesn't love kettle corn, but there's nothing wrong with kettle corn. I don't love this scent. I do like it. It's just not something I would use.
Jo Malone sounds like a fake video game boxer. Like the guy he got to beat on Mike Tyson Punch. Jo Malone, come on in.
Yeah. Fighting and great scents. That's what Jo Malone is known for. Here's a couple books. They're both good.
They're just books you like that you're just passing on?
No, Adrienne Brodeur, I had her on my podcast and I received 2 copies of her book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's renowned and well regarded, and they're making a movie of it. So
what's the title?
It's called Wild Game: My Mother, Her Lover, and Me.
Hello.
Yeah,
that
it's
is
quite
a wild
sordid.
Game.
It's a sordid tale.
What do you think they played? Chutes and Ladders?
And then here's one called Consent, and I also received 2 copies of this.
Oh, I did not agree to have that book on that table.
Here's another tote bag, because you can't have too many.
Oh, wow, yeah, backup
tote. Bag, yeah.
That's good.
Here's the edible
thing. Put your chocolate football in it.
Some fruit gummies, which my 2-year-old son calls yummies, because that's cute. And then look, an ARIYNBF pop socket. And
those are very nice.
You can't sell these. Those only go to my highest level Patreon people and some lucky winner here. And then, wait, what is this?
It's like clowns coming out of a
Some stickers?
This is a lot of stuff you got here.
Are you moving?
I mean, I did consult the giveaway pile, but this came straight from my personal collection. And then look, one of the dates that Dustin is going to plug for me later, so I'm doing my show live at Sketchfest, and my old band is reuniting to be the musical guest, and here's one of our CDs.
Oh.
What's the name?
The Angoras.
Angoras.
Yeah.
I know this band.
You do?
I feel like, would I not?
It's possible you would. We were active.
You might be thinking of the Cardigans.
Hey.
Like 90,
a lot of sweater bands.
97 to 2002, 2003-ish. Yeah. We were down in Orange County and we toured a bit.
Yeah, I think so. And the Cashmeres are excellent as well.
That's all my stuff. Beat that, that's you guys. Cool.
Well, it's not a competition. No. Don't feel any pressure, fellas.
I mean, I can't wait to see what's in your bags,
we
guys.
We discussed this earlier today when I saw you, and you were like, I don't have anything. You kind of like faked me out.
I know. I'm a competitive
person.
Yeah,
is what she did. Who's next?
I don't know.
Oh, would you like
Doug's
to do it, John?
Boss. Yeah,
I'd love to do it. Thank Doug's you very much.
Doug's eating these yummies. What are they called?
The bag. Oh, there it is, right there.
Those are Mott's flavored.
It's hard to find. There it is. All right, first is the re-gift, because I feel there should always be one re-gift in the bunch.
It's like when you get married.
It'd be the Waylon and Willie album,
ooh,
simply called Waylon and Willie, given to me by my niece, and if she's listening, I already had it. I did not have I did not have the Towns Van Zandt, so thank you very much for that one. I've got a serious book, Letters to a Young Poet by Rainer Maria Rilke. I don't know how to make jokes about this. It's pretty amazing, though. There we go.
That's very nice.
And finally...
Oh, boy.
Two buttons, one that says, with a man going like this, which is easy to see from home, I guess. I like sight gags on the radio. Who doesn't? This one is a man with his arms out exclaiming, "Why, God, why?" And then this one, this one here is actually says, these are little rock and roll badges for those listening at home. This one says, "Gang member." All right, in kind of funny writing, so it won't be taken very seriously, hopefully. Try it through the airport. I did. There you go. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for all of that stuff.
And a Sammy's camera bag, because we never have too many Sammy's camera bags.
Yeah, I think we'll need
a bag.
I think we'll need to rebag this. Allison, can you help out with that?
Yes.
Dan, what do you got?
All right, I got some
stuff. Oh, John passes that bag there.
I don't live here, so I didn't have like stuff from home.
Thank you.
So I went to Amoeba Records, and I got a fresh Prince of Bel-Air air freshener, which I thought was kind of fun. Oh, the price is on it. I got to take that price off. Although I thought it was reasonable. It's still on there. You'll know. Okay. For our friend Alex Brightman, I got Beetlejuice playing cards. Did you hear he's going to play John Belushi? Did you know that, Doug? That Alex Brightman's going to play John Belushi in a new biopic that I read years ago that's really good. And Todd Phillips is directing it, I think,
oh, really?
If I heard correctly.
And you're going with biopic?
Thank you.
I do like biopic, yeah. It just,
we've argued about this before once.
It feels better.
There's a couple different schools on that. There's the ones that are right, and then how you
right.
say it.
Sorry, guys. I got a pre-roll joint that I...
Oh, that's a lovely gift.
Yeah, it seemed pretty good.
I'll hang on to
roll
that.
It. Let's see if I can roll
it down.
Oh, it's sticky. And if you like that, you'll probably like these Fun Dip candy canes, where you can dip the candy canes into the Fun Dip.
Oh,
I got
weird.
That on Walgreens on the way over, and I hope someone enjoys it.
God, I've never, with candy canes, I've never thought, oh, it needs more. It needs, what, can I dip it in something?
Right, but don't you think the candy cane is like the milky stick? I would assume that would be the flavor of it, and then you would dip it in.
No, no, it's still going to taste like a candy cane.
It's going to taste fucking awesome.
Where's that one from, Dan?
That was from CVS. No, Walgreens.
I just love that you sourced every gift. I want to make sure we know exactly where they're from.
I love that he described it as a milky stick.
Isn't that what the thing is? No, did I
milk?
Make that up? No.
Oh, the lick-a-stick
thing. The
stick
that comes with Fun
Yeah,
dip.
I think it's like just sugar.
Yeah, the lick-a-made or whatever that's called. Those have a really weird flavor to them.
I love it. Yeah, this
like
is very
chalky.
Big Lots Christmas right here.
All right, well, I can verify that these Mott's fruit things are yummy.
Yummies indeed.
So you get one empty bag on that. Two full ones, though. And then I won't even touch the Fun Dip and the candy canes, even though I'm very, very curious.
I'm helping you bag. I'm like an eager very grocery store bag. Clerk.
Thank you so much.
We've got an errant bag. Do we need to handle that?
There we are. I'll just put that in the back.
Oh, that's a Ralph's bag. They have good bags. Bag. Are they thick?
Go to Ralph's for the bags.
Dude, right?
So good.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way, let's start with you, Allison.
Mm.
You know this is where the hard questions start coming.
I have seen some movies. Is that what the questions are?
I just want to know what the last movie you saw was.
Oh, just... You don't want to hear all four that I just saw?
Mm-mm.
The last one was Crazy Rich Asians. I was just on a plane, which is where I caught up on some movies. I enjoyed all of them. I'll only talk about Crazy Rich Asians, though, because that's the one I saw right before I landed.
And?
I liked it a lot.
So good.
Yeah, it really... I was fairly captivated from the beginning. I expected it was going to be sort of a slow rom-com that it was going to take a while to draw me in. But no, right away.
Can I just say really long straps for a tote?
Yeah, I sewed it myself. I guess I didn't follow the pattern correctly.
No, I actually like it.
You do? Okay, good. Because I don't like when I put on a tote and like the
it's right up in your armpit.
Yes.
Like this one is like...
Yeah, it keeps
some distance.
Exactly.
Technically a shoulder bag.
Yeah, it's kind of a shoulder bag rather
than
a tote.
That's right.
Long,
it's not a...
Long
it's no,
straps,
it's
give
no
it away.
Clutch.
But anyway, Crazy Rich Asians, mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You did it.
I hope it does well, this movie.
Yeah.
This little indie that I saw.
I'm pretty sure Crazy Rich Asians 2 is a go, right?
Yeah.
You got a figure?
I think so, because... So I was like, who is this woman who played the lead character? And that was Constance Wu, who had that whole scandal because... Do you know what I'm talking about?
What was her scandal?
When it was announced that Fresh Off the Boat was doing another season, she tweeted something about how unhappy she was. Hmm. And she came off kind of like a diva because she was really ungrateful. But she just talked about how this was like really awful for her. And the speculation was that because she wanted to be free to do... Crazy Rich, the sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but instead now she was going to have to do Fresh Off the
Boat.
Yeah,
you give them a taste of the big screen. They don't want to go back.
She didn't want to go back.
That's what happened to me.
You were in some movies. Then you did TV.
Can't not go back.
Everybody does everything now, too, though. There's not any kind of stigma anymore, especially now that, like, you know, fucking Apple TV makes a show and they're already winning awards.
Jeez.
Not nominated, I should say.
Good for them.
What was the last movie you saw, Dustin?
I saw A Star Is Born.
Which one?
Oh, the new one with Bradley Cooper.
What, were you on a plane?
I was on a plane, dude. How did you know that? We didn't even talk about that.
People are going to be confused what year this is when they're listening to the podcast, don't you think?
All of my guests are just catching up on movies from last year.
I know, right? No, I did. I did see it on a plane, yeah.
I wonder if it was, because I think that's one of those movies where they have, like, did they drop out the F-bombs?
I don't think so. I don't know. They might have.
They might have.
Formatted.
I was impressed by Bradley's acting. I couldn't think of any other profane. His nose was so alcoholic, bro. It looked like a fucking orange peel, dude.
Yeah, he really did. Like, I could just see him sitting in the makeup chair. Like, yeah, I look like shit today. Don't do anything.
Leave me alone.
Just don't touch it. It's perfect.
And then Sam Elliott comes in. Get your shit together. Get your shit together, son. You're my little brother.
I like how they have a heart-to-heart 10 feet from where someone's the musical guest on SNL.
God damn it, you're embarrassing yourself. Fuck. I was in Tombstone. I got shot. I can't use my arm. Fucking the Cowboys, man.
Do you like that movie, Tombstone, John?
Which one?
Tombstone?
Which one? One or two?
I'm not seeing either.
Really?
I don't watch a lot of movies.
You don't?
That's why I'm here.
That's why you're here, to represent the people who don't watch movies.
Well, then what am I doing here?
But you've been in so many of them that makes up for it.
I've seen a lot of those.
Yeah.
Not all, but a lot.
Yeah. Tombstone, I think, is a... I'd imagine some people involved in Deadwood have seen Tombstone.
Certainly,
and
some of the
think
people
of it as an inspiration.
In Tombstone were in Deadwood, I believe.
Yeah, right.
I think Paula Malcolmson might have played Sam Elliott's wife in Tombstone. I'm not sure.
That sounds right.
If only we had a device in our hands that we could look up and try to find an answer to a question that we wondered about.
I'm your Huckleberry.
I like to go old school with it. I like to think you were right about everything you were just saying.
Yeah, man. You want to go old school, baby. Pick up one of these.
Oh, wow.
Look at that, son
of a
bitch.
How long have you been a drug dealer? That's the smallest phone that's dispensable I've ever seen.
When are you going to throw that burner away?
That's a Nokia 99.
Does that have an antenna that pulls up?
Please enjoy, it says.
Jeez,
it says,
man.
Please enjoy.
It says, please enjoy on the back of it. Please enjoy.
That's like Russian spy technology.
It certainly is. It's the new wave. We're all going to get them now.
So you watch a lot of movies and content on that thing?
You know, people send me photographs. I can't take pictures, but people send me photographs, and it's the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah, it's tiny, but
so
you
I
can
say,
look at it.
Is that the Grand Canyon? And they're like, no, it's my grandmother. I'm like, oh, she looks good.
Which part of her?
Yeah, it's confusing. I can't really see much of anything on it. I ask people not to send me. My dearest friends who know my phone doesn't work send me lots of pictures all the time. That's emojis so don't work either. They're just little rectangles. So
right?
I just have to guess.
I had that when I wasn't updating my iPhone. Like, I was just getting the newer emojis. I was just getting question marks. Yeah, I was like,
is it bad?
You just go like, what the fuck am I missing out on?
Is it bad that I don't care?
No, not at all. You're
okay,
smart.
Good.
You're the smartest person here.
The irony being, you said if only we had a little device in our hands where we could look up the answer, but you don't have one.
No, but someone always does. This is a great thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need to watch anything anymore. I can just walk around and ask people.
Do you recall
about
the last motion picture you watched?
Yes, it was last night. Okay. If I'd forgotten that, I'd...
What was it?
I wouldn't be here. Ishtar. I'm kidding. I didn't see it. I just like saying it that word. Sorry. Ishtar. Want to say it again, but I'm not going to. I saw a Parasite last night.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Good movie, right?
Yes. Maybe overhyped for
maybe,
me.
Maybe.
I expected too much. I did. Yeah, I expected too much.
It does happen. You don't want. That's a movie where expectations in any direction are not great because it kind of plays with expectations.
Yeah, I was lucky to know nothing, I would say. And I think it's a perfectly... pretty great movie, but I wonder if it's the best movie of the year. Like it's winning a lot of things.
Yeah.
And maybe Peanut Butter Falcon's
people
best,
are,
best movie.
Some
might
people
be the best movie of the year.
Peanut Butter Falcon is just unbeatable in terms of it, emotionally for me. I just dig everything about it. Like there's parts that make me laugh so hard, and then you come in and scare the fuck out of me.
That's my job, sir.
Yeah.
That's like my stepdad.
Minus the laughing.
Nah, he would laugh.
He does the
he
laughing.
He was the Joker, man. He's a weird dad, man.
Oh, shit. All right, Dan. It's on you now.
I watched Dolomite again the other night just because I don't know.
They've already made a sequel?
No, Dolomite. I wanted to watch it over time. I don't know. There's something about that movie that's just infectiously positive. That Eddie Murphy performance just has so much fucking heart in it, and it kind of made me feel good, and I like those writers, And I watched the original Dolomite again. Then I understood a lot of the jokes that I didn't before. That's my answer.
Yeah, I think there's definitely layers to it. If you haven't seen the Dolomite, the original. Anyway, what you just said.
Thanks.
Are there a lot of Easter eggs at the end? Dolomite.
Of Dolomite again.
Yeah, does Thor show up?
Are you bringing up Easter eggs just because you're in the movie Hop?
Yeah, I do. Residuals. What are you gonna do? Come on, rent it. It's still good. Celebrate Easter. I don't care what religion you are. Just do it.
Okay. Well, so the next thing I wanted to do before we get to the game part of the show, which I should be getting to, but this is so fun, is. We'll start with you, Dan, because you're making a face. Yeah. Do you do any impressions?
No, I've been thinking about it since you mentioned it like 20 minutes ago. I got nothing.
But as a director, don't you sit there and watch the performances and kind of get used to their cadences and stuff?
You and your editors always like kind of quote people in your movie because you kind of start to fall in love with the shit they do. I was thinking maybe I would try to do Let the Games Begin, like, you know, your impression of Tom Hardy doing Bane, doing Let the Games Begin. I was thinking maybe I would do that.
High concept.
You know, like,
yeah, that's really
that. That's all I got, because that just seems like maybe, I mean, no offense to you, maybe
probably easier. Not difficult to do.
But I bet I've never attempted it out loud, so it might not be good at all. And also, I don't want to, like, kick that off yet, because we're not up to that part.
Well, you know, everyone knows that this is just a false Let the Games Begin, that it's not really beginning.
All right. Well, maybe we should both do it, and people at home can see which one's doing the real one. All right, no, I'll do mine. I'm just kidding. He was like, it's like right away. He's like, that's not it. Shit. Can you do yours one more time?
Well, that's the thing. It's funny you should say that, because I don't put a lot of the Bane.
No.
I don't put a lot of the juice into the Let the Games Begin, because I say it on the show every week, so it's more like I just yell it. And he doesn't really... If I was doing it as him, it would be more like... Let the games begin.
Oh, I'm not gonna follow that.
Whereas
so
when
good.
When I'm doing it at the show, it's more of a let the games begin, and it doesn't sound as much
all
like
right.
Him.
Just because to put myself, I'll do it, but I'm not.
Okay,
gonna.
Do it.
Let the games begin. You yeah. Can't laugh at
that. See, that was good. That was good.
If I had,
you
like,
nailed
three
it.
More, I think I could have gotten there. All right, thanks. Thanks, guys.
John, what about you? Are you a mimic?
I got a couple. They show my age, though.
Oh, perfect.
Here's Thomas Edison. Okay. I'm joking. No, this one is, they're both from, one's from 60s television and one's from 70s.
Oh, these are both
very
brilliant already.
They're both very short. From the original series, Bewitched.
Wow.
Darren, speaking to
which
his
Darren?
Wife. I would say actually Dick York, Darren, not Dick Sargent. And you know that Dick Sargent was in, Dick York was in No Time for Sargents. It's very confusing, but anyway, it's true. So this would be Darren calling out through his wife, Sam.
Sam?
It was a little strident.
Yeah.
Hang on. No, wait a minute. Sam?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
Now, the first time was him going through puberty, and the second time was when he's
this next one's going to be harder because it's a very similar impression, but it's pitched higher, so I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
Good luck, everybody.
I understand. Oh, well. This is Barney Fife and the beloved Andy Griffith show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, man,
almost. You know, it had the
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I get two shots.
Yeah.
Now, man.
Yeah. Pretty close.
I like short impressions. I really do. Dustin?
That's all I got, Dustin.
I'm going to stand up for this one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is
really...
This is Aquaman.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Oh.
About your classic...
So, you guys ever finger a jellyfish? It'll sting him, but fuck.
All right. That's
a good facial transformation for those at home.
Here's Jack Black. You ever fuck a jellyfish?
Wait, all your impressions talk about molesting jellyfish?
Never fuck a jellyfish. You ever fuck a jellyfish?
Who was that one?
I don't know.
You just do impressions till people tell you who they are.
Yeah, Christopher Walken. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that did sound like Christopher Walken.
He fucks jellyfishes in the 80s, before the laws.
I made out with a jellyfish.
Stop me.
Hey.
A jellyfish get your shine box. Two different movies combining.
When you want to say like a jellyfish. There's always a pause.
Yeah.
Hey, there's three jellyfish, things. Get your damn hands off her. That's Crispin Glover and Back to the...
Oh, very good. Get your damn hands off her, jellyfish.
You want to fight a real man?
Well, that was a great round of impressions, you guys.
So you want to hear my electric guitar mouth noises? Because that's the only...
Are you the new Michael Winslow? Speaking of older references.
Yeah, I don't get the reference, but maybe.
He's the guy from the Police Academy movies that makes noises with his mouth.
Oh, well,
he invented making noises with your mouth.
Oh, well, then I don't want to do it.
Tours with Jimmy Walker.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's a fun show.
Is that... Yeah, dude.
Right? One guy talks about dynamite, the other one makes the noise. I saw Michael Winslow one time. His closer is he just plays clips from Star Wars and makes all the noises. Oh, and you're just sort of sitting there going, well, if you just played the clip, we wouldn't know the difference. Because he's so good at making the noises. Pew, pew, or whatever.
So it's like Star Wars karaoke.
What?
Like Star Wars karaoke.
It kind of is, yeah. Because, I mean, he's really good at Chewbacca. I can't get it.
I feel like you did it. I'm sitting next to Chewbacca.
That was Baby Yoda.
Does Baby Yoda make noises?
I think so. Who knows? Sure.
Yeah,
does he?
He's becoming increasingly verbal, I think.
Oh, he's verbal already?
No, well, omitting 50. Noises.
Oh, he might be racist, actually. We gotta watch that.
That's a problem.
It's not easy being green. All right, so as forementioned, this is a part of the show where I say, let the game begin. And people, and when I say people, I mean five audience members, I think, possibly six, made some sort of name tag. throw the small variety. Ooh, somebody just scribbled something on a piece of paper. I always love that. So if each of you could just go and, John, what we do here is physically pick the person whose name tag you like the most for whatever reason, and then just bring it back to your seat, and then that's who you're going to be playing for tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everybody's so nice and calm. There's no sponsors for this episode, so we don't need to go to a break. You get to hear all of the name tag selecting action. John's really surveying the room. He's only a few left for him to choose from because everybody else grabbed theirs so fast.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Who, nobody went for yours? Nobody went for a bag that he's scribbled
on? The fool had a Ralph's bag with, yeah, like, marker on it.
No, I think you picked a good one there, John, based on what's taped to it. I think you're going to be happy. Because that's yours to keep. You can keep the manila folder.
Really?
You can keep the scotch tape.
Oh, my
goodness. And you can keep that little tube, whatever. I don't know what's in that tube, but you can keep that as well. And you're playing on behalf of a futile and stupid Jason. It's our friend Jason in the audience who comes to the show a lot. And, yeah, that's who. So if you win today, he's going to get all this stuff.
All of it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hope he did. You really are hoping he doesn't win, to be honest.
I hope he didn't walk.
Hoping you don't win.
That's a lot to carry.
Yeah, he's. Are you going to be able to carry all this stuff, Jason?
Yeah.
We parked close. It's a team effort. Phil. Did your name get picked too?
Yep.
They both got picked.
Yeah. Watch.
Two name tag household?
Chelsea's excited. This movie. Yeah, the National Lampoon's movie. I don't know if you saw it on Netflix.
I haven't seen it yet. I do want to see it. Will Forte is a great.
It is, okay. With the pun of the contestant's name changed, as you'll see in all of our posters.
I see.
Yeah, let's see yours, Dan.
Okay, mine is Home Alone 2, which at first it seemed there was no Photoshop done, which is why I didn't immediately accept it. But upon closer look, it's Home Alone 2, Lost Ian, New York.
Ian.
Yeah, Ian.
Lost Ian.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know,
I was just
alert,
Ian, New York last week, yeah.
That's right.
Great.
So, yeah, I chose that.
All right. That's a fun way to pronounce that. Dustin?
I got Singing to Lorraine. Which is, like Singing in the Rain. That was my favorite movie as a kid, man. So, yeah, you know.
I like seeing my name in the font there instead of Gene Kelly.
Yes,
you're in a yellow slicker on.
That you looks, look so adorable.
It looks good. Yeah, I like it.
Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. That was a Singing in the Rain song.
I always, whenever I'm driving down Sunset and I get to Camden, I always go, Sunset and Camden, like Debbie Reynolds says in the movie. When she drops him off, he's like, Sunset and Camden.
God, my mom made me watch that movie too much. That was weird, man. She didn't let me watch violent things, so when I wanted to watch something violent...
But you learned all about how sound got introduced to motion pictures.
And Lena Lamont.
Yeah, it's just not real, but yeah.
I can be a star.
You got so many impressions tonight, but she looked like... She still looked like Jason Momoa when you did that.
Elena Momoa.
Who do you have there, Allison?
I have Casey No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Okay.
Casey No Evil, Casey. Hear No Evil. Yeah.
And look, who's here with Jason?
There's you up there.
There I am. Instead of either Richard Pryor or Gene Wilder. I guess Richard Pryor because, yeah, I don't have black hands like I do there. What did you change the color a little bit?
You have orange hands.
Here. Orange hands. What am I? Trying to make me look like Trump?
Small orange hands.
Oh.
That's true. All right. Dan's getting some gum. Oh, where are you going?
I'm just worried about John's phone. It's just sitting here. I'm just going to put it back.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
That's a very expensive device.
Yeah, it's from Narcos 90.
I think it's nearly.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we know who you're all playing for, we're going to play some movie trivia games. And at the end, we're going to have a winner. Let's start with Characters Welcome. This is a game where I name the characters in the end credits of one particular motion picture. And you all just guess as often as you like as I say these characters listed in the end credits until somebody gets the right answer. Mm. You've done this before, Dustin.
Have I?
I think so.
Well, has he? Yeah. Wait, do we answer in order or we just...
Just shout out.
Just pipe,
Miracle on
40, pipe up.
34th okay. Street.
See that this guy, he doesn't know movies, but he came to play. That could very easily be the answer because it is the holiday season.
Okay.
Miracle but on, that's not right.
No, but it will be Christmas, yeah, I bet.
Which year did you mean?
Because
there was the one, there was the old one and then a newer one, right? The,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
John Hughes made one.
An older one.
Yeah. Neither, actually.
The 99 version.
But I like a good pre-guess. Do you have any pre-guesses, Dustin?
Home Alone 2. What?
Full title is. That's
and Lost in New York.
Yeah. Lost in New York.
Oh, well, yeah. That's
okay, no, incorrect.
Okay.
I like to say full title, and then when you finally say it, that still say it's wrong.
Yeah, you knew.
Like, there's no reason
to do that.
Why would the wrong answer need to be expanded upon?
You're a bad person, Doug.
Whose voice was that? That sounds right. You're a
it's
bad
the professor
person.
In the next
You're a bad
man.
Person.
You're a bad.
Whose voice is that? Okay. Here are the names of the characters. There's a character in this movie that they just refer to as Teacher.
Christmas Story.
The Faculty.
Great guess is no.
Dangerous Mind.
Not a great guess.
Sorry. Who's a teacher in that movie?
Christmas.
Elf? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they wouldn't call Andrew. Michelle Pfeiffer in the credits Teacher.
Well, maybe there was... Okay, fine.
There was someone called Curtis. There was a lady, named Carol.
It's a Wonderful Life.
No. Cupid is in this movie?
Oh.
There's someone called Bernard.
Fuck, what was that movie?
Beethoven?
I know the movie, I think.
I think you just gave me a new title for the show. Fuck, what's the name of that movie?
There you go.
It's like New Year's Day.
It is?
No.
No.
Is there even a movie called that?
There yes. Yes, there is. Oh. There's a... there's a... Who? What?
Henry Jeglum.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but also Gary Marshall.
There you go.
That's the one I was thinking of.
He thought of the cool one.
Every famous person was in it for like 10 minutes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's her name? Which one? There was Jennifer. Somebody that was in Valentine's Day and then they were in New Year's Day also.
Is it Jennifer Goodwin?
Playing a really different character.
Oh, that's like being in Marvel and DC. How are you going to be Batman and Spider-Man?
Is that possible? Has anybody done that? Mother Nature.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Frosty the Snowman.
See, I like what he's doing over there.
Hercules.
He's putting it out there.
Jack Frost.
There's someone listed.
Frozen?
There's someone in this movie listed as Elf Quarterback.
Frozen 2?
Elf. No.
Oh.
God damn.
There's also someone named...
The Santa Claus.
Santa Claus 2.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus, Tim Allen. Hey, I'm Tim Allen. I'm Santa Claus. Dan was right. It's Santa Claus too.
Oh, you are welcome.
Was there not a like
no subtitle?
The escape clause? That wasn't part of it?
That's part three.
Ooh, good. I'm glad I didn't say that.
Yeah, they made part two and they're like, the only thing we did wrong in part two is no subtitle. So we're going to add one to part three. Give Martin Short a call and all our problems are solved.
Yeah. Sorry, Allison. You got like prices righted.
That's
that
all right.
One,
it's okay. Yeah.
But means hardly anything. Oh, okay. It only means Dan gets to go first in this next game. Oh. Yeah, and it's a new one. It's basically an old game, but kind of got a slightly new twist on it. For now, I'm calling it Three Hoes. You know, ho ho and another ho. Mm. And it's the actors Tim Allen, Ed Asner, and Billy Bob Thornton have all played, you know, versions of Santa in motion pictures. So I'm going to go to you one at a time. I'm going to name a movie, and you tell me if it featured Tim, Billy Bob, or Ed. That's Tim Allen, Billy Bob Thornton, or Ed Asner. I'm going to start with you, Dan. The motion picture is JFK. Which one of those gents found a space, a little piece of real estate in that long ass... Oliver Stone one. Film.
Oh, man. Is it...
I mean, I've narrowed it down to three people for you.
I know, but I really genuinely don't know the answer. I'm going to guess Ed Asner.
That is correct!
Yeah, all right. It's hard on it. Yeah.
I can't believe you didn't remember. He plays JFK. I can't believe that slipped your mind. But now you see how this works? John?
Yes.
Which one of those dudes was in a movie called The Satan Bug?
Okay, it's Ed Asner or Tim Allen or who's that?
Billy Bob Thornton.
The Satan Bug.
The Satan Bug. I think it's
Satan like
the
devil.
A flu that was going around.
And bug like...
I've got the Satan Bug.
Like you're doing to me right now, bugging. Let's see.
I'm Satan bugging you.
Satan Bug. That sounds like a B movie. Let's see.
They were going to call it the Asshole Bug. Just to get lower on the alphabet.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get stuck in the T's because of the part.
Then they should go to an Asshole Bug. That's just what I think. I'm going to say that was a Satan Bug, that was Billy Bob Thornton.
No, sorry. That's not right. See, now here's your chance, Dustin. You can jump in. You only have to choose between the other two names.
Between two people.
Yeah.
And then it's called the Satan Bug?
The Satan Bug.
And the two choices are Tim Allen and...
Satan.
Satan?
Satan.
No, Tim Allen
Satan.
The other guy.
Satan.
No.
The Satan Bug. Which one?
That sounds like a... Tim Allen might be in... No, I... What did he get? What did you guys build up?
Billy Bob Thornton.
All right, I'm going to guess... Yeah, it's Tim Allen. Is that?
No.
No, are you serious?
Now does it pass to me?
Allison.
I'm Ed Asner.
That's correct.
Knew it.
You did it, Allison. You're on the board.
Tim Allen would be great in the Satan Bug, man. I could see him as a little Satan-y guy.
Tim Allen is the Satan Bug.
What year was that movie?
Forever ago. We're talking 50s or something. Yeah, that's crazy.
But he's still got Al from Tool Time in it too. I don't.
But
think
I'll give
so
you.
So
I'll give you something more modern to start us off this next part, Dan. You ready?
Yeah.
Who was in Going Overboard? Not to be confused with Overboard.
Going Overboard.
Starring Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. The
amazing movie.
I'm going to say, what if you're being a jerk and they're all Ed Asner? I'm going to say Billy Bob Thornton.
That is correct.
Wow.
How did you do it?
Is that the Adam Sandler movie? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I just happened to watch
it. I have no idea. Randomly. You did?
Yeah. It was like that Blockbuster. It was like back in the day, it was like Adam Sandler's in this, but it was like the thing he did before SNL. It like is not good.
Yeah, it was early Sandler. Okay, we're back on you, John.
Jesus. Which one of those dudes was in a movie called For the Boys? I know for a fact that Ed Asner was in For the Boys.
Oh, I wish that fact were true. It's not a true fact, Dustin.
I know for a fact, Tim Allen, Tool Time.
That's not true, Allison.
I know for a fact.
Is that Tim Allen on the toilet? Allison's going to win now.
I think it was Billy Bob.
That's correct. Billy Bob.
Knew it.
He's in For the Boys with Bette Midler.
I got to throw something in. One of the first jobs I ever got when I moved to Los Angeles in the early 90s was in a movie called For the Boys. And I don't know who's in it. No, same movie. Yeah.
You're in that movie?
Well, yes and no. I got paid to be in the film. But I'm in some crowd scenes and, you know, kept having to tell the people at craft service, I'm really in the movie. Don't kick me out because they're like, you're not really in the movie. But I was cast in the movie, like read for the director and the whole bit. Yeah.
And but, then you didn't have lines?
I don't think I ended up with any lines.
They just wanted to hang out with you and stuff?
There was like three guys that they liked, I guess, that they couldn't cast elsewhere. But I saw the movie and I don't remember any Billy Bob Thornton. So I'm filing an official
maybe he was cast
an official
similarly.
Protest, actually.
Well, Billy Bob really
been in the movie. I should know.
I didn't think you were in any movies with any of these three dudes.
No, they made me get a bad haircut, I remember, because it was the 40s and now that's in. But at the time was not a good thing.
Okay. Well, Allison, you got the point.
Yes.
This is unexpected.
It's like Slumdog Millionaire.
This is how it works. Anybody could win on Douglas movies. Dan, it's your turn again. You're doing great at this.
Well, yeah, I think I got kind of lucky, but all right.
Okay.
Let's go up in time, you know, to present.
Which one of these people was in? Well, if it was a present movie, how hard would that be?
Sorry.
Also, is there such a thing as present movies for these guys? On Deadly Ground.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
On Deadly Ground. Fuck, is that... Is that like Under Siege 2? Is that what we're talking... You're not going to give me anything, huh? Probably not. Am I wrong? Okay. Billy Bob Thornton.
That is correct.
Yes.
You did it, Dan. No,
it was my guess.
Did you know that Steven Seagal saved Alaska in that movie? Okay, we're back to you, John.
Yes.
The motion picture is called Leave It to Beaver.
I was not in that one.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely certain. Leave It to Beaver. Between Billy Bob Thornton, Tim Allen, and Ed Asner. Leave It to Beaver.
I mean, I should give you a point just for remembering the three names. I've got it written down. That's the only way I remember.
Now, I've committed them to memory. In order to play the game a little better, I'm going to say that it would be Tim Allen.
Oh, I would have said.
That is correct.
Yes!
Wow. I thought who's the least, who would be the least possible? Who'd be wrong?
Take his bait. That's so good. He's a trickster.
Dustin?
Yeah.
Big Trouble.
Big Trouble?
Big Trouble. Not in Little China. Yeah. In no specific place. It's just Big Trouble.
Oh, just straight up Big Trouble. Just Big straight Trouble. Up, I forgot something.
It came after Big Trouble in Little China, actually. So once Little China was taken care of...
there was a Big Trouble after Little China?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
I don't think it's right.
Someone actually went Big Trouble, Little China. No, that came out. And someone in the meeting was like, no, that's cool. We'll just be called Big Trouble.
I mean, don't even waste your money on In China. That movie's terrible. In Little China. I fucked it up, but still got to laugh.
In Little China.
Little Trouble.
Big Trouble China. In Little China. Little Trouble in Big China.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, yeah. No.
What the heck?
No, sorry.
Dang, Doug. That was a tough one.
This one, this episode's a challenge to the listeners. Constantly reset your volume. Allison?
All right, the movie is Big Trouble, and it is not... Sorry, you just guessed Billy Bob Thornton. So it is between Ed Asner and Tim Allen, and I'm going to say Tim Allen.
That is correct.
Hey! Oh, damn. Big Trouble. What was that movie, man?
It was had a bunch of people in it. It was like Janine Garofalo and Tim Allen and Janine Garofalo and maybe Stanley Tucci, throwing a Tucci. And it's it was about an airport. Maybe there was a bomb or something. And
it came out right after 9/11.
It was directed by the Men in Black guy.
But you know what I'm talking about? That's the movie that came after, like, right after 9/11. Mm-hmm. So it was like... Because I remember there was a comic, Flip Schultz, and he was a buddy of mine. He was like, man, I got this big movie coming out. And then, like, tanks. He was like, what's it about? Bombings and fucking planes. And like, I don't think that's going to play right now.
Okay, Dan. I don't want to put any pressure on you.
But?
You'll win this game if you get this next one correct.
I'd like to apologize to Jason and then just get that out of the way.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Dan.
We still got one more game after this, so you could still take this home, John.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
What?
You still have a chance. Yeah.
I do?
Yeah, it's not over.
Oh, I would win this particular game. But
yeah, all you,
overall,
is,
okay,
all you win is to get to go first in the next game.
Okay. That takes a lot of fucking pressure off.
Yeah. It's still exciting, though.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Which one of those three dudes is in Cars?
Oh,
yeah,
that's
you heard
really
me.
Really fucking tough. Because like Ed Asner, he's in like Up, I think. He's the guy. So I think you're trying to throw me onto that or something.
I don't know what I'm trying to do.
Billy Bob doesn't seem like he'd be in that world, but maybe he would. You know, it's like kind of a southern down southy thing. I'm giving other people too much of like my thought process. I'm going to say Billy Bob Thornton.
Incorrect.
Yeah. I don't think so, Tim.
John's turn.
Between Ed Asner and Tim Allen. Is that correct?
Those are the last two? In Pixar's Cars.
Oh, is that an animated thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I didn't know. And you said
it's
southern.
Like Planes, but better.
I said Billy Bob.
You said southern, though. You said there was a southern world.
Yeah, it's kind of like it feels a little like what's his
like
name?
NASCAR?
Like NASCAR. No, who's the guy who's like on it?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Label the Carrier. Yeah,
plays Mater the tow truck.
Right.
Tim Allen.
How's that one?
Correct.
I figured Larry the Cable Guy's in, Tim Allen's in. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because there's a Buzz Lightyear moment in Cars, and so his voice is in there briefly, so is Tom Hanks.
I love when that happens.
Isn't that cute and fun? But also, we got a tie in this game between Dan and Allison. That was your chance to take it, Dan, but you blew it. So now, it's just between Allison and Dan.
Can we go?
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Sorry. You don't want to leave. We still need you here. We need you. First one. This is just a coincidence. I didn't plan this. First one to finish the title, I'm going to start to say, wins. Ready?
Ready.
The Santa Claus 3.
The Santa Claus. The Escape Clause.
That's correct.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, Jesus. That was already...
Wait a minute.
It wasn't supposed to come up already.
Is that a backup?
No, I didn't write down a backup because I thought that was pretty funny. I mean, I knew I risked that it would come up. But... All right, so that means, Dan, you did it. You get to go first in our concluding game tonight.
I still keep thinking it's the end of the game every time you do this.
This game is for reals.
Okay.
I'm not going to, at the end of this one, go, no, there's one more game. Because UCB has seven more shows here tonight. and we got to turn over this house. Whenever we sell out, we got to make sure we're on time to turn over the house. This game is called Last Man or Woman Stanton. Used to be called Last Man Stanton, but we got to change these things, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also people always suggest male actors all the time, and I don't. That's fun. That's cool. But I would like to it to be an actress tonight. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get the name of an actress. I'm going to play along because I don't know who it's going to be, and we'll take turns saying movies that person has been in. If you can't think of one, that's the end of the road. You're out. Mm. But you got one lifeline. John, you can go to Jason once. It might be a stupid and futile Jason, but it's still there to help you.
Well, we've got a stupid and futile John right alongside, so this should work out well. Buddy, here we go.
This sounds like a buddy movie. One of you could be stupid, one of you could be futile.
John was telling an anecdote about Harry Dean Stanton that even Harry Dean can't seem to remember the movies that they've been in together. So apparently that's how this game got its name, that he wasn't great at remembering his own movies. Is that correct?
One of the first times we played it, Harry Dean Stanton was on. He barely won with the films of Harry Dean Stanton. But he did win. He did pull it out. It was a squeaker, but he managed to do it. It was a lot of fun having him on the show. Great,
sure.
Such a great actor.
Wonderful actor. And mildly disagreeable guy, but a great actor.
Exactly.
Great actor.
He would not yield when he was on this program. He was not willing to play along as much as you are, John. So the person, this is a fun coincidence, the person whose name I chose because he was the only person who reached out on Twitter suggesting a name for tonight is Jason, whose name tag you chose. So I don't know if that's going to give you any extra advantage. I don't know if Jason knows what would be a good actress to choose for John Hawks to play.
How many times can I go to Jason?
Just once. But he is going to provide the name, so I think he'll be a good person to go to.
An actress specifically?
Actress, please.
Drew Barrymore.
Somewhat... less. I want Barrymore. Dan, you start. We'll go the other way. We'll go around this way.
E.T., the extraterrestrial.
And his adventures on Earth. I'm going to say, let's go early. I'm going to go Firestarter.
Never been kissed.
Now, Allison, this isn't the part where we open up about ourselves.
Oh, shit!
I
mean,
the
say
title
that
of a Drew Barrymore movie. but two kids, that's impressive. Dustin?
The Wedding Singer.
Ooh, that opens up a whole can of worms. John?
Ideas already. I'm not going to Jason yet.
Don't go to Jason yet.
I got an arrow in the quiver.
What does that mean?
Sounds dirty.
I've got one that always. I was saving, but I couldn't, you know, I waited an obscure one. Anyway,
if you have a non-obscure one, I would use it first.
I know, but I don't
okay.
have it.
Okay, well, just like,
Jesus, Dan.
All
listen.
Right, I'm trying to help.
Dan, don't direct John now.
Actually,
you're not
I could
on,
use it.
You're not on set. Which, by the way, these two gentlemen, did you first meet because of Life of Crime?
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Life of Crime, it's really good. Elmore Leonard and John Hawks is great in it. And Dan, that was the first thing I saw that Dan did. Yes. Yeah. All right. Anyway, go ahead. What's your
Life of Crime?
Drew
no,
Barrymore.
I'm kidding. We just talked about that. She's not in that one. I will say Home Fries.
Yes, I was feeling Home Fries.
It's the only one I know.
I was feeling that.
I was in that. That's the only reason I'm so vain. I'm an actor. I only know what I've been in. This is hard. What else have I been?
Wait,
with
you
Drew
work
Barrymore?
At the fast food place with her?
No. I played a guy who Luke Wilson worked with. I took her for a fake little ride in one of the planes when she was pregnant. Come on up, little darling. I was throwing cigarettes in her mouth with a big
mustache.
Sounds
terrible.
I was wearing coveralls. It was
oh, wow. You really sound like a freak.
I was. It's sort of meant to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm sorry you weren't in more movies with her because then you'd really walk away with this thing.
She's a deer, by the way. But anyway, go ahead.
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, okay. We're going to do that? Is that what we're going to do? Okay. Then, in that case, I'm going to have to say Irreconcilable Differences.
Mad Love.
Oh.
Charlie's Angels,
Full Throttle.
Yeah, look at you go.
My favorite movie and energy drink combined.
Okay, we're back to you, John.
Jason. That, I'm not asking him what's the name of the film. No, I'm kidding. No, Jason, please. I'm
what do you got, Jason?
Things.
Duplex.
He's going Duplex.
Duplex.
With Ben Stiller.
Done.
50 First Dates.
Ooh. Blended.
Poison Ivy.
Oh man. I wish
I'd known that. Oh shit. Dustin.
Dude, I know this one.
You know it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Just say it. Just go Drew Barrymore in
Cinderella.
Oh no.
Oh.
You are.
I mean.
You're not out yet. You want to go to your lifeline?
Yes. Can I go to my lifeline, actually?
Lorraine?
Lorraine?
She says Ever After is what you're looking for.
I don't think she's right.
She is
right. No, you're right. I'm just kidding. Ever After. Let's do it.
You can disagree with your lifeline. It's true. John, we're back to you. Is this the end of the road?
Gone with the Wind.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's a joke. That's made in 1939. Give me a chance here. Give me some
there
credit.
There might have
people.
Been a Barrymore in that movie.
Give me some credit here, people, please. Lionel was in It's a Wonderful
Let's
Life.
Let's do the films of Lionel Barrymore.
That's right. I would do better. You know, this is the sad part.
You think you'd
you get,
have
you get
two
an
of
older
those?
Gentleman in, he's at an immediate disadvantage. I'm telling you. You kids with your long hair and your videos. I've had about enough of it. All right. I got to say.
Videos.
Poltergeist.
Damn videos. What? That's a good pull. Wrong, but.
There's a little blonde girl in there.
Sure was. Not as lucky as Drew Barrymore, as it turns out, though.
Can I go? Kidding. Go on.
No, you
go
don't
on.
Have to leave. Leave. Just hang out. And definitely take that joint
it's
off.
A legitimate
of that.
Question, really, frankly.
Definitely yeah. take your, you know, your souvenir there.
What is it?
It's a. Yes. It's one of those fun. Are you ever like outside
you see me tearing up?
This is the greatest
gift I've ever gotten.
Outside about to go to an event, wish you could get high really quick and like wanted something that was just two hits. That's what that is. It's just a tiny
yeah.
You just
it's funny how we can't like have straws, but we can have these big ass blunt containers of plastic and shit. You right?
Like, yeah, the packaging is a little troubling on yeah. marijuana.
You're
products.
Familiar. You're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
You're
afterwards.
Gonna love it. Yeah.
That'll be great. You can
we'll share it.
Well, meh, depends on how the game goes, really.
Two hits, you hitting me, me hitting the floor. Dan.
I'm using, are you guys, have you been talking to me for like 5 minutes? I've been like trying to think of titles during this downtime. I just saw on TV, because I love now watching stuff with Justin, and Going the Distance, which is a funny movie.
Oh, Going the Distance, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Cake.
Oh, so I should just say he's just not that into you.
No.
Yes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Allison?
It'd be nice if that was a Drew Barrymore
Well, now
movie.
I need... Oh, I'm going to pull a Dan and reveal the thoughts in my head. There's one that I'm thinking of that I'm surprised no one said. And so it's making me wonder, was she not in it? So I don't know whether I should say that one. Possibly.
You could go to your lifeline and save that for next time.
Yes, I'll do that. Casey.
Donnie Darko.
Casey says Donnie Darko.
Are you confident in that?
Yeah.
Oh, we all are.
Donnie Darko.
Yes, Donnie Darko.
Thank you.
Very good.
Well, Doug, you know, amber is the color of your energy. 50 First Dates.
Damn it.
It already happened, yeah.
Man, I was saving that
you
like
were
3 minutes, man.
He gave that whole setup, the
God
whole...
God damn it.
311
quote. Most embarrassing situation ever.
Ironically, a movie with someone who has no fucking short-term memory.
55 First Dates, a sequel? 5X?
Yeah, we already did the whole Drew Barrymore
all the trilogy.
We did the
50 for every Adam Sandler.
We did the whole Barrymore verse.
They're like Rock Hudson and Dorothy Day, whatever her name was.
Yes, Dorothy Day.
Whatever. Yeah,
let me give you an extra point for that.
Dorothy Day and Rock Hudson.
Dorothy Day. Doris Day, young man. Jesus.
Oh, man. Chelsea's necklace is lighting up, which means it's time to go.
All right, I got nothing. I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out.
Yeah. Dan?
I'm going to pause by this time. Riding in cars with boys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's good. Good one. Oh. I just thought of two.
Oh.
Music and lyrics.
Oh, boy.
Allison?
Well, here's my one that I don't know if she was in.
Give it a go.
It's not a Scream.
Give it a shot. She's the first to die in Scream. I thought a parade was going to come through.
I just saw the new Charlie's Angels, and she has a cameo in it, like where you can see that she was an old Charlie's Angels, like that preceded them. So I think, should that count, like Charlie's Angels?
We already said Charlie's Angels.
We said the other Charlie's Angels.
Did you say the year when you said the other Charlie's Angels?
No, do I have to? I could say the year of this one.
You sure can.
Charlie's Angels 2019.
All right, I'll accept all. I'll accept legit. All of this, even though it's ridiculous. I'll accept it. And in the interest of time, I'm going to tap because I can't think of anything right away. Do you have anything, Allison?
I'm guessing she really did a good job. Too.
She was actually. She was. They showed footage. Like, remember last year?
Charlie's Angels defense. Yeah, they showed footage of the first one. So,
I don't think they did, though.
No, I think they dusted, and I think they did.
Yeah, they were like, man, remember that chick that got killed last year? Yeah. That was fucked up, man. Yeah. And Jamie Kennedy, come here. What the fuck happened? Well, let me tell you a story. Flashbacks.
Yeah, it's all.
Those bitches' kidneys were on the ground.
Weird, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's not true.
What's the one she's in where she's a Red Sox fan? Did you guys already see that one?
Oh my god!
I knew that the whole time, and I don't know the fucking title.
Oh, you gave me one though.
I love it too, where you say she's the Red Sox fan. It's like that's totally not what it's about.
No, the Red Sox won the World Series.
They did, yeah. What else is there? Her boyfriend's a fan. She's just fucking. Yeah. Sad.
She wants to go hang out with E.T.
Well, someone please tell
me. It's like a happy ending that his team won, but it's just like, no, he's just going to be terrible to her still.
They're going
to
lose the next few years.
Yeah, they're going to lose again.
When the Cowboys lose, domestic violence goes up in Texas. That shit happens in Boston, too, I bet, you know?
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dustin, for for that. Okay, so where are we at, Dan?
Yeah, well, I know the name of that one, but I feel like maybe it's... Do you know the name of the one he's talking about?
The Fan?
Yeah, it's called The Fan.
Then no,
but
I don't.
I feel bad using it. Should I use my lifeline?
Well, I mean, I think you won regardless.
Yeah.
But let's see what your lifeline has to say.
Yet.
I have used mine.
She did.
Okay, sorry.
You were too busy thinking.
Fever pitch, but I don't, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But what? Go to your lifeline.
Oh, yeah. Ian, you got some?
Whip It!
She directed
that's
that.
A great
I
one.
I was going to say Whiplash, but I knew it was wrong. That's good.
Yeah, she's Crashly Simpson in that or something like that. She's got a fun name.
Like
in
the Devo movie. Song, Whip It?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a roller derby movie, I believe.
Ellen Page.
I could go for some Whippets right now.
Short term, but very enjoyable.
Well, let's call it. It's official. It's official. Dan Schechter is our winner, everybody.
Hey, Ian.
That means, Ian, come get all your stuff. It's a lot of stuff. Do you have, can Casey help you with your stuff?
If you want to split that chocolate football later, too, I mean.
I'm telling you.
It's a big football.
Right? You cannot pass up the opportunity to just go to a park and say, hey, go long to somebody, and when they run, just throw
it. Hey,
kid. Charlie ate the football.
Where did you get that? I want one so bad.
I was at Ralph's and I was like, I knew I had to come into a prize box. So I was like, all right, this will be goofy. This will be enough to riff on.
I mean, it's brilliant.
Right? Fucking, it's holler.
It looks like a football. I mean, you know, even if you think it's just a little toy football, it's still something you could throw around. Anyway, I'm way too excited about that. Congratulations, Ian. Good luck. Yeah, you could just sit there for the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah.
With all your riches at your feet.
Enjoy your lady shoes.
I can't believe how much shit this is.
Yeah.
The 12 guest show on Thursday night is gonna be like this times 15 or something.
It's like Ellen's Days of Giveaways.
Oh, my back. Allison Rosen plugs.
Oh, yes. Come see me live at Sketchfest January 26th. Allison Rosen is your new best friend. The day before, I'm doing a live Childish, my podcast with Greg Fitzsimmons, January 25th. Come, sfsketchfest.com, and listen to my podcast. Bye.
Yeah, very good. Allison Rosen, everybody. Dustin Ibarra, yeah, plug away, dude. Man, Texas.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Hyenas, man, this weekend. Hopefully it comes out this
weekend. Like, yeah. You're doing a domestic abuse benefit there, right?
Yeah, you know, from my stepmom. Anyway.
Oh, I still have that.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there, Hyenas Comedy Club, and just add me on Dustin_Ibarra with a Y, Ibarra.
Ibarra.
You know, I'm very Hispanic.
Ibarra.
So, yes, I'm very diverse.
I like it. Yeah. Alphabetically, you're always at the end, but you're first in my heart. John Hawks.
Hi.
What do you got to plug, dude? What's coming up?
What do I have to plug? When will this air?
Tomorrow-ish?
Ooh, this is going to be a little later tonight. Too late for that. Just joking. No, I was going to plug this show. No, that's all I got. No, I'm kidding. Let's see. I play music in a combo called Rodney and John. Dan has seen
so
us play.
Good, yeah.
Please say something nice, Dan. Besides, so it. Good.
You guys play like every few weeks at that bar. Is that a thing?
Well, this is funny you should mention because
really
December 22nd at the Bronson Bar in Hollywood, California. December 22nd, something called Sunday Songs. Bunch of great artists will be there. Anti-Clockwise and Rosa Pullman, many others. And Rodney and John will play at the Bronson Bar on December 22nd. And it's free, so you're on the guest list.
Come on down, you guys.
Thank you.
I think almost everybody here is probably going to show up at that.
Hope so. It's fun.
If he finds a place to put all these prizes, he might come too.
Bring the chocolate football if you can.
That's not making it till the 22nd.
And Dan Schechter, safe. Shit, I almost said it again. After class.
Yeah, I thought you did it as a joke. Yeah, check out App. Look, I know there's a lot of fucking amazing movies out right now. I think it's like the best year ever. But if you guys want to check it out, making a stocking stuffer for somebody on iTunes or whatever, I would appreciate any thoughts you had on the movie. You can find me on Twitter at danschechter.com. It's been a fun movie to chat about with people, and I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Has anybody here seen it?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
All right, so chat with them after, Dan.
I didn't tell people how to follow me.
Oh, okay. I have a feeling this is... Go ahead.
Subvert expectations?
From a safe distance.
Yes. Follow him from a safe distance.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You don't fuck with social media at all.
No, no.
We saw your phone.
No. I don't like being followed is the whole thing. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. I didn't like junior high that much the first time.
Ooh, okay. Here we go. Hey, easy. Come on now.
I'm doing stand-up in San Diego on December 23rd. And Irvine December 26th, but you know where all of my dates are, and we'll see you this Thursday night at Largo if you're in the LA area and want to see a massive crazy ass show. One more time for all of my guests: Allison Rosen, Dustin Ibarra, John Hawks, and Dan Schechter. As always, positive energy.
Now it's time for Duck to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.